The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Tehran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that the district attorney in Manhattan, New York, has reportedly sent a subpoena to President Trump's accounting firm.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., a Democrat, last month subpoenaed the Trump Organization for records related to hush money payments for a porn actress. Now, according to a source, Vance is seeking the last 8 years of state and federal tax returns for the president and the Trump Organization.
AP's Jackie Quinn. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu goes into Tuesday's elections with his Likud party virtually tied in polling with former military chief Benny Gantz's centrist Blue and White party. Neither is predicted to win a majority of the seats in the 120-member parliament. Israelis are voting Tuesday in general elections as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz that could possibly leave Avigdor Lieberman, a former defense minister and one-time Netanyahu ally but now rival as the kingmaker to form a coalition government. This is VOA News. A voice purportedly that of Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is heard on a more than 30-minute audio telling supporters that the U.S. is now drowning in the quagmire of Iraq and Afghanistan, adding Washington is powerless to help its allies in the region and around the world. Supporters of Islamic State are rejoicing at what appears to be a new message from the terror group's reclusive leader, in which he promises the war against the United States and its allies is far from over. U.S. officials said analysts are reviewing the speech, which was issued by IS's Al-Furqan Media Division Monday, hours after teasing an upcoming release. If confirmed, it would be the first message from the 48-year-old Baghdadi since April, when the self-declared caliph appeared in an 18-minute-long video urging followers to seek revenge for the collapse of the group's caliphate in Syria and Iraq. There will be a special guest in the United States Congress testifying on behalf of the Hong Kong movement. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
They'll join other activists to urge U.S. businesses and lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the Chinese-ruled city. Hong Kong has faced more than 100 days of escalating protests. Ho told Reuters on Monday the demonstrations are a fight for humanity.
I believe that Hong Kong is in the front lines of this very global fight for humanity itself. And also, the victory or the fall of Hong Kong would also consequentially mean a victory for humanity or the fall of humanity. So I call for the attention of global communities worldwide to be aware of these situations.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has said addressing China's actions in Hong Kong will be a top priority next week when Congress returns to work.
That is Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. A Chinese-American couple has been arrested and charged with stealing scientific trade secrets from a children's hospital in the state of Ohio in the latest federal prosecution aimed at clamping down on China's alleged theft of American intellectual property. The 49-year-old Yu Zhao and 46-year-old Li Chen worked in separate labs at the nationwide children's hospital in Columbus, Ohio for 10 years, allegedly stealing proprietary research for use in personal business ventures, according to law enforcement officials. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, mama. Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from the continent will be knocking on your doors. But later on today, Sierra Leone's Ijatu will be my guest. So stay tuned and don't go away. But right now, let's start off with a tribute to the late gospel ambassador, Millicent Rhodes from Sierra Leone, who passed away on the 6th of September. Wonder Marvelously is the soundtrack we're going to play, done by the late Millicent Rhodes. And to the family, we extend our sincere sympathy from the African Beat on the Voice of America. So Wonder Marvelously is the first track we're going to play today in honor of the late Millicent Rhodes from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Baby Baby by Otemi Oyungo from Kenya and Gentle Love by Sandra J of Ghana. But right now, Wonder Marvelously at my works, Millicent Rhodes, the late from Sierra Leone.
Marvelously at my
Wonder, 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 w
Gentle Love, Sandra J of Ghana, and before that, Baby Baby by Otemi Oyungo from Kenya, and Wonder Marvelously by the late Millicent Rhodes from Sierra Leone. And that was a special tribute. Stay tuned, I'll be right back, but don't forget that later on today on the African Beat, Ijatu, a young Sierra Leonean music sensation, will be my guest. So I'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Nigeria, here we come with Ada Ehimoses in Cheta, Remember. And right after that, Fenfo by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali. And Bakwetu by Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. But right now it's Cheta, Remember by Ada Ehimoses of Nigeria.
Cheta. 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 I am God and I never fail. Cheta. Cheta. Yesterday, today.
You will
To Papa Wemba of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and right before that was Femfo by Fatoumata Jawara of Mali, and Cheta by Ada Ehimosis of Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away, my guest Ijiatu from Sierra Leone will be right here when I come back, and there'll be more music and some beautiful messages for you. Stay close. I'm David Vandy. Every sound of the drum that you hear is an African beat, and this is the sounds of Africa.
The lyrics could be French, English, Swahili, Bantu, or Arabic.
But it's the beat that counts.
Join host David Vandy weekdays for 1 hour of the best African music and exclusive interviews with music stars from the continent on the African beat at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time.
And if you have any comments about the show, contact us via email at africanbeat@voanews.com. Right, welcome back to your favorite music show, The African Beat, on The Voice of America. Well, today I have a young rising star from Sierra Leone, West Africa. You know, I have seen this lady perform before, but this is the first time I'm getting close to her, and we get up close real good. And I'm telling you, she's someone that you want to see and hear from, because her music is taking Sierra Leone music, that West African music, to another different level. Let me welcome to the African Beat, Ija
Tu. Thank you for having me.
Wow.
Thank you.
And it's good to have you here.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me, who is Ija Tu? People will want to know.
Well, my name is Ija Tu Dean, but I use my artist name as Ija Tu. But I was born in Sierra Leone. I grew up in Canada. And I moved around, honestly, because I was a problem child when I was a kid. So I was raised by my grandma, so I moved from Sierra Leone, Gambia, to Canada, to America, then went back home for a little while because of my misbehaviors. But thank God, you know, God made me. But at the time, I didn't know I had this gift, so, you know, it made all sense that I went back and, you know, kind of got in touch with my culture and everything else. So I came back and, you know, I'm here.
So now you are a completely transformed
person? I think that, yeah, that was
fight. This is interesting. You are one of the first people that has actually accepted the fact that I used to be a troubled
child. Yes, I have to, because that's what makes me the person I am today. I have to remember, like, you know, I don't want to go back to that, you know what I mean? So definitely I have to always remind myself about that.
So how bad were you?
Michael Jackson bad. Michael Jackson bad. Jackson,
that is dodging.
Jackson,
but I just want you to know that I truly appreciate the fact that you came to that realization that I was this,
yes,
and now I am who I am.
Thank you.
I don't want to go back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I am proud of you.
You have to do that. As a young lady too, you know, we all go through our phases. So it's good for you to remember your past so you don't always go back to it.
And you accepted that fault.
Yeah. Yes, of course you have to.
You didn't put it on anybody. You accepted it yourself.
It's a growth you have to, you know, to go through. So it's not easy, trust me, for you to point fingers at yourself. But at the end of the day, you have to grow, you know.
I truly, truly appreciate you for that.
Yep.
And now you are this Ija Tu,
this
young lady with this powerful voice.
Yes.
You know, the other day I was driving in my car and I was listening to your song on Spotify. Mm-hmm. I said, wow.
Wow.
This song, man.
Thank you.
Is that
Thank
voice you. From one of us?
Yes.
Yeah.
We get it. We have it. We have it.
We get it. I like that.
We have it.
So tell me, after you've come to this realization, and you realize that you have this gift, How did that come to you?
You know, honestly, it was all in the mix of the tumble. I actually got in contact with my friend TBJ, who was actually a rapper too. We were friends at the time. He wasn't even doing music. We were just running around. So all of a sudden, you know, they had a studio in a laundry room.
It wasn't even a whole
studio, honestly. It was just like, you know, something, a mic and something. But, for some reason, I liked it because I was like, instead of them going around causing trouble, they was doing this. And it was like three of them at the time. I still didn't get into it. As TBJ had to literally force me into it because I didn't think I could do it, you know. So I did one song with him that was featured in, and then Masterell, I don't know if you guys know about him, go check him out.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely believed in me and gave me time to actually sit down, put it on me to do it. So definitely that's how I grew.
TBJ.
Yes, TBJ did it. And
that's
Masterell,
a real friend. For
Masterell,
a friend, Masterell.
And TBJ,
And for a friend to look at you and say, hey.
Yeah, he didn't start. It wasn't an easy road.
I'm not
going to
give
that.
Up on you.
It wasn't.
You have to get
I'm
out
so
of
distracted.
Where you are.
Yeah, so definitely he put it on me like, you got something. So I mean, and it was crazy because as soon as I started doing it, everybody started liking it. So for me, I thought, you know, it's a good thing because what if I would have started nobody like it. So if, for the fact that people were proud of me, my grandma, my aunts was calling me like, yo, I like that Love Notes about music, you know, it made me, you know, kind of like
and
say.
And grandma who actually took the onus to say, let me raise this child, actually loved it.
Yes, and loved it. So my mom even made a whole video one time dancing to it. Yes, so to me, I thought that was blessing, you know what I mean?
So,
I definitely got to go ahead.
This, what did mommy say to you?
Mommy is proud. She didn't even know I had this in me, you know. So she's definitely a proud mom, right?
Mommy, we're proud of you, and thank you so much for not giving up on this child.
Yeah.
Because she did not give up on herself, and thank you very much because she has come to that realization that I was that, and now I am this person.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, you know, I can't stop talking about this because
you know
I just can't stop talking about this. But let's play my first song that I want you to play. Mm-hmm. That is Water Pass Gary.
Yes.
When things get out of hands, mm-hmm. let's put it that way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When things get out of hands.
Yes, yes.
So tell me about this song a little bit.
You know, Water Pass Gary is honestly, it's just a feeling of love. Like sometimes when you're so in love, you don't know what you're even doing. You don't even know what state you're in. Sometimes you could go overboard with some, you know, with your life. So in me, I think that's why. Actually, I was eating Gary. I'm not gonna lie. I was eating Gary at the time that I was actually. So you know, that all made sense.
And yeah, in America.
Yes,
or
I was eating Gary. I get
you
it from that.
Gary.
Yes, I get it from
Gary
the Africans.
Okay, Gary and white or
no, with milk and sugar.
Oh,
that's
okay,
my favorite way
okay.
to eat it. Yeah.
I thought you were eating it when there was nothing to eat.
No. I was eating it the posh way. Yeah, definitely. But that's how it came across, and I was recording, and I put one two together. I was like, this makes sense, you know, and the feeling to it. You know what I'm saying? I was feeling like that at the moment. So.
So this is what you're singing in this song. Was it a personal experience?
It is. But I think
you sing more about love.
I sing about personal stuff. You want to hear about love, but trust me, it's bigger.
It's bigger
there's some G-rated ones that other people listen to too. Okay. So, but I'm glad you found Love Notes Oyaba. So.
Yeah, you know. But anyway, let's enjoy this first song, Water Pass Gary. Yeah. And when we come back, there is more to Ijatu than you will ever imagine. You know, so we're coming back to that. So enjoy this track right now, Water Pass Gary. We'll be right back.
Water Pass Gary, the way you make me feel now ordinary. Got tight lapa for you sake, I want for settle down and be your honey. Them bad mind want for scatter we. Don't mind them, they are breed. Throw them away, we don't need them. They hating and we don't see them. Hey, I don't wanna let you go, no, baby. You got me out my mind, you drive me crazy. The things you do, incredible. I can never go a day without you. Your love is unforgettable. Every day you show me something.
Like the way you they hold me. Like the way you they rob me. One for take you to mommy. Make I show you to daddy. Like the way you they kiss me. Like the way you they touch me. I like self we eat Gary. Now you wanna want marry. What's up, Ascari? The way you make me feel now ordinary. Who's got side lover for you sake? I want for settle down and be your honey. Them bad mind, want for scatter we. Don't mind them, they are breed. Throw them away, we don't need them. They hating and we don't see them. Hey, I don't wanna let you go, no, baby. You got me out my mind, you drive me crazy. The things you do, incredible, I can never go a day without you. Your love is unforgettable, every day you show me something brand new. Do-do-do-da, I can give you what you want. Do-do-do-da, I'ma always hold you down. I don't wanna let you go, no, baby. You got me out my mind, you drive me crazy. The things you do, incredible, I can never go a day without you.
Like the way you they hold me, like the way you they rob me. One for take you to mommy,
make I show you to daddy. Like the way you dey kiss me, like the way you dey touch me. Alex, if we eat curry, now you wanna want marry.
Yes, wow, wow, wow. This is awesome, awesome, awesome. You know, I said you sing about love.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you're happy that I was able to pick out
mm-hmm.
the love part of your song.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I have heard so far, most of your songs are actually from personal experience.
Yes, that all you, of my songs.
All of your
honestly.
Songs. I like when people take onus for them about themselves.
Yeah.
You take responsibility
mm-hmm.
that this is about me and I'm going to share this experience.
Yes, yes. What's up, us, Gary? You know, I'm in love. I was in love, or I'm in love.
Or you think so, that you were.
Yes. So like, it's just, you know, a song about just going overboard, doing the most, you know, thing where you know for do. I mean, I even started dressing like a woman at some point, you know, tying the African wrapper, even when, you know, I'm around the house with him and everything. So all of that is just in the song. You know what I mean?
Is he still there?
Yes, he's still there. Yeah, he's still here.
And he likes it.
He likes it. He likes the what's
wow. So, you know, here some women as
mm-hmm.
as young as you, some even that older than you will say, yeah, I'll not take that. I can do that. I can.
What's up, us,
but with somebody like you, you're trying to go overboard to make sure your home
mm-hmm.
that you're trying to build
mm-hmm.
is together
mm-hmm.
because your man loves it mm-hmm. and you want to do things to make sure
mm-hmm.
he's happy.
I want to represent, musically, I want to represent Africa. And one thing, we women in Africa, we're very proud of our homes and our husbands, and that's who we are. And I mean, if I was Beyonce, I would talk about, you know, not needing a man. But, you know, I'm African, so, you know, that's what we believe in. We believe in the man in the house. We believe in taking care of ours, our children and everything. We believe in also going through the hardest times with our mans. You know what I mean? Even if life is not so good, we believe in sticking to it. We're not moving away.
Girl,
that's what we believe.
You?
I'm 26. Yeah.
And you are talking like that. And those who are older than you will say, I can't take it. I'm walking
like
out.
Like I said, the past, it's good when you go through stuff when you're younger so you can mature early. Some people haven't still matured. That's why. You know,
wow.
When you go through things in life, you end up maturing. Cause you
so spend it.
Different.
Who is spending it? I got you.
Spend It basically is just a song about, let me just say, it's about, you know, you meet a guy and, you know, as a woman, you want to know if he's spending,
if he's
can
ready.
Spend it,
uh-huh.
or is he's good at, let me not,
uh-huh.
good in bed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You
want to
know these two things. So I think basically when you meet a guy, those are the two things you really want to know.
If
he's good
cash
at,
there, or
is he, you know what I mean? So basically it's just a song about having fun, you know, party song. It's a dance hall kind
of
vibe.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I think I want people to enjoy this song. I want them to just dance to it and feel good about it, because it's a good song. Trust me, it's a good song. So Spend It is one we're going to bring up now, and Ijat is going to perform the song for us again. Spend It, all right? And make sure you check her out, because we're coming to that very shortly. We'll be right back.
Do you got it to spend, boy? Spend, boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you know, mama, you are rude, boy. You are rude, boy. You got the keys. You got the keys to my bima. You had say you are my the boy, them sugar. The one of the boy, them lover. Clean boy got a gin. Like the way you shine, like you not Vaseline. Boy, you make me melt like me not ice cream. You wanna get between, gotta spend like a king. Aye. What you wanna do? Can I come with you? On the avenue, can we take a cruise? Oh my, you so damn fine. Look at you. Do you got it to spend, boy? Yeah. Oh, you know, you are boo boy. Do you got it
spend by. Me, I got it, so me flaunt it. Ready for spend all your money, yo. Body car, close body, yo. You they follow me, and it's how you go. Bad girl, see me, carry go. Holla if you want it. If you want it, me, I got it. So me flaunt it. Holla if you want it. If you want it, me, I got it. So me flaunt it. Do you got it to spend, boy? Like the way you shine, like you not Vaseline. Boy, you make me melt like me not ice cream. You wanna get between, gotta spend like a king. Aye, aye. What you wanna do, can I come with you? On the avenue, can we take a cruise? Oh my, 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 you so damn fine. Look at you. Yo, you got it to spend, boy. To spend, boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you know, no, you are blue, boy.
Yes, indeed. Spend it, spend it, spend it. Woo. You know, when I was listening to this song, you know what I said to myself?
Yes.
I said, you are taking Sierra Leone music to a different level.
Thank you.
To be honest,
yes.
You're taking the West African music, especially from Sierra Leone, to another level. Because when I listen to your song, I don't figure out that it's from somewhere else.
Yes. That's the goal. That's really the goal.
You know,
goal.
It's like when you listen to some songs now, it's like, oh, you say, oh, what? Is it from Nigeria? Is it from Ghana?
Yeah.
No, but I don't figure
that
out. You
don't
know
where I'm from, yes.
Yeah. So yes. You have to tell me. So for the fact that you are from Sierra Leone, mm-hmm. that what makes me proud. And I'm
Thank
sure
you.
That Africa is going to be proud of you.
Very. I'm so
Africa
happy.
Is going
I'm
to be
so
proud of you for you to produce this one, you know. And you are really, really, really going to a different level.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot coming from you, too.
Yeah.
Thank
so,
you.
So people are going to need your songs. And they're going to be talking to you. People are going to call you, mm-hmm. you know. So how can they reach you?
Actually, I just dropped an EP called Testing the Waters. It's on iTunes, on Spotify.
Testing the Waters.
Testing the Waters.
Yeah.
On iTunes, on Spotify. Basically, every streaming platform right now. And also check me out on Facebook, Rapa Den Step Mama. Check me out on Instagram. I had to do it on them. Thank you for check me out on Instagram, Ijatsu TTO. Check me out on Snapchat, Foreign Gyal, and the rest. If you meet me around, you know,
okay,
say
okay.
Hi.
Now, let me come back to this Rapa Den Step Mama.
I knew I couldn't just go through that. I knew I couldn't go through that.
Yeah, going through that, the stepmother of
yes.
the rappers?
Yes.
Why not just Ijatsu?
It's Ijatsu is actually my music name, but like I put that on there because it was actually a funny story. When I started, I think because I was young and no people didn't understand where I was coming from, and you know the music industry, I was kind of like everybody was talking about me. So at a point, it was taking people some time to get used to me. So that's why I named myself Rapa Den Step Mama, because you know when you have your stepmom. You take your time to get used to her. So definitely, people are getting used to me.
So you want people to take time to get used to
me.
To know who you are.
I'm different, but just take time and get to know me. Yeah.
Ijatsu.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Okay. I agree. Mm-hmm. I accept that. I accept that explanation.
Yes.
So, now, I know you are a rapper,
mm-hmm.
right? But the way you sing now, it's like you are beginning to tune yourself to a different kind of music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But normally, they would say rappers always don't like sing. Beefing and all this stuff,
yeah.
Fighting,
mm-hmm.
Cussing. Are you that kind of a rapper?
You know what? I'm more of like a Lauryn Hill artist. You know, I rap, I sing.
And you sing too.
I do it all. I don't believe in beefing. I believe in definitely rap is a cocky sport. It's something you have to show yourself to, but I don't believe in, you know, calling out the next man and all that. I believe in peace and just making good music because that's all at the end of the day, you know.
So, with your experience,
mm-hmm.
from that little bird girl
mm-hmm.
to who you are today, it's the transformation that has taken place in your life.
Mm-hmm.
What message would you give to the younger ones that are coming up after you?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that will be experiencing what you were going through,
yeah.
that you have taken responsibility
Definitely.
For. What would you say to them?
I want everybody, every little girl out there to know it's not easy to even be a girl or a woman at all, you know. So take your time. Know that nothing is a rush, you know what I mean? Just take your time, understand yourself, and find something to do that you're talented in and, you know, focus on it, you know what I mean? I know a lot of our folks want us to go to school and all that, but if that's not what you came here for in this world, so... Just, you know, go ahead and find yourself. Find yourself. That's what I will have to say. Find yourself.
Try to
find yourself. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, let us close this interview today with my song.
Yes.
My favorite
Love
song.
Not so yet,
yes. Love
I'm
Not
gonna
So
know
yet.
That.
You know, when I had this song on Spotify, even before Jay sent it to me, I said, wow, this song is good.
Thank you.
You know,
yeah.
it is good.
Yeah.
I know you sing, like I said, a lot about love because I see that in your songs
mm-hmm.
and from personal experiences,
mm-hmm.
you know. But in your world right now,
mm-hmm.
how far do you think this is going to take you or you want to take your music?
I want to go to the furthest place I can go with this. I want to stand next to legends next to this because I feel like I have a lot to give to the world. And I just, honestly, I just need people to support me, and I'm going to keep giving good music, keep giving you something you can feel, something you can be proud of, and of course, stand up for Sierra Leone always. But yeah, that's definitely my goal, just to make sure I go with the Grammys. I take Grammys home. I take, you know, all these things home. That my Salon people will be proud of. So.
So when you started music and mm-hmm. to this level that you are now,
mm-hmm.
have you ever gone back to Sierra Leone? Have you ever performed in Sierra Leone?
No, that's the crazy thing.
It's not crazy. There's time for everything.
Yeah,
I'm just asking
When I came back, that's when I got serious with music. After my folks sent me back, that's when I got. So it was crazy because my friends
thought I was still
the
bad guy was sent back.
Yeah, so everybody was shocked that heard my song back home. Like, was that Ijatsu that's singing? Even my friends in class didn't believe it was me. They had to like literally text me and call. Is that you singing? Because I was not the same, I guess. They didn't think
yeah.
I had that in me. You know?
Yeah, well, I want you to know that you got it.
Thank you.
And we're proud of you.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to wish you all the best.
Thank
and
you.
We're here at Voice of America.
Thanks
this
for supporting
your home.
Me. Thanks
Make
for
it your home.
Me.
Make your music.
I'll be here every breakfast.
Be played here anytime. And anything new is coming up, don't hesitate. It's just a phone call away. Let me know and you'll be right on.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
So once again, I want to thank you so very much for being
thank
my
you.
Guest today.
Thank you.
And as you go out there, we'll be watching.
All right.
And we watch and pray that old one will never come again. We'll stop it on
won't.
The way.
It won't.
It's not going to come back.
It's dead.
This is
dead.
You. This is who
this
we want.
New one. Yes,
this is the Ijatu that we want.
Yes, of course.
All right. Well, to you out there, I just want to say thank you so much for being out with us today on this great show with my guest Ijatu, who is a young Sierra Leonean, so talented, very, very positive. And thank you for joining us here in the studio, wherever you are, your homes, in your cars on the streets, moving around, listening to your radio. Well, I just want you to know that I'm David Vandy, and my time today is done, but I'm going to leave you with my song, my favorite song from Ijatu, and this is Love, Not to Yagba. Go out, get it, Get your music. Enjoy it. Because this is the time for Ijatu to rise. Till we meet again, I'm David Vandy. Bye-bye.
Pack your bag, left and go. Gia in love, make it go before. Pack your bag, left and go. Gia in bag, make it go before. Love not so yak bad. Love not so fast. If the man not like you, like him, mama. Left and go. Love not so yak bad. Love not so fast. So if the man not like you, like him, mama. Left and go. Taking picking with love letter. Roses and flowers, give you anything you want. Mami, na power. Your body, they all go, they jealous you. The way they treat you. Easy for no say they love is true. The way they kiss you. They say you not the one for them. They want go bring you people and come. They say you not the only man. We go able to put him na you hand. You go enjoy this love, yeah. You go feel spend a holiday. It go tell everybody, yeah. Say you not the only one, yeah. Love not so yak bad. Love not so fast. If the man don't like you, like him, mama. Left and go. Love not so yak bad. Love not so fast. So if the man don't like you, like him, mama. Left and go. Now we dey begin with palava. So, so nambara. Eat that and cry water. Sweet don't sound sour. It go begin the a bless and malice you. When you talk now, na attitude. It they make like it not sabi you. For fence who love na sababu. Now na trouble every day. You go see you young today. No the kiss, no the hug again, no. Love today, not to love today. Love not so yak bad. Love not so false. If the man don't like you, mama. Left and go. Love not so yak bad. Love not so false. So if the man don't like you, mama. Left and go. Listen, that love not for nothing. If that bubble not be seen, my sister not stay for no reason.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy.